Welcome to this latest edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. And as the news sinks in that John Tripp will be the new man to take on Brayhead Clan, we speak to a man who helped give him a very favourable reference in the recruitment process. Former Clan coach Paul Gardner works in Germany with Leuven Frankfurt in DEL2, the German second division, and he was an opposing coach to Tripp at Eisperit in Crimmitschau. Paul, of course, will be back in Brayhead for a couple of pre-season games in August, and he joins me on the line now. Paul, pleasure to talk to you as always. Let's talk about John Tripp, the new head coach of Brayhead Clan. He's someone you know well. What can you tell us about him?
Well, probably lots of things. John, first of all, is a good friend, and I'm happy for him that he got the job, and I'm happy for the Brayhead Clan, the Purple Army, the fans there, because they're going to really enjoy him. He's first of all, a quality person, very upfront, straightforward guy, hardworking person. His qualities as a player will carry over to his good qualities as a coach. And he only coached 3 months in Crimmitschau, but did a great job there. And I know he's going to do a great job for Brayhead.
Now, as I mentioned there, you helped give the club a good reference on him, but presumably John came to you knowing your history with Brayhead Clan. What did you tell him about the club that helped him perhaps change his mind or help his decision in coming?
Yeah, no, I mean, nothing but good things. I enjoyed my time there, greatly, and I just told him it'd be a great place to go coach. As you and I have talked over the years, I always wanted to get back to that league, and I wish I had stayed in Glasgow and Brayhead much longer, but it didn't happen, and I'm enjoying my time in Frankfurt. But I just told him that they're great fans. They love the game. He's going to get a great crowd every night, and for him and his family, it's a good area to live in, and then the league is quality hockey. So there wasn't anything to tell him for not to take the job. And and again, I'm glad that him and Gareth were able to work it out. I spoke with Gareth a couple of times and sent some messages because he asked me about John. And as it said in the article, I recommended him highly. I think he's going to be a great young coach that hopefully will stay there a long time.
Now, from what you've saw of him in Germany, what sort of team do you think the Purple Army can expect to see on the ice next season?
Well, hard work. I mean, that's the biggest thing. When I coached John, he was a good player, but his hard work always paid off, and he won't accept anything but hard work with his team. And I think that's some of the things that him and I have talked about. That if you have the best and most talented team, but you don't work hard, it's not going to make anything happen for you. And I saw it with his players. He took over a team that was struggling, and he got them to work harder and harder as the year went on. So I think that's the biggest thing that you'll see with John's team, that if a person's not working, they won't get ice time. And that's something that him and I both believe in, that that's your power is ice time, and every player wants it. And if you don't work hard, you don't get it. And if you do work hard, you get it. So I think that's the one thing that that John will bring to his team, that will work hard. Now he's got a recruiting job, and he's got to find some talented players. So if you can find some talented guys that will work hard, you'll be successful.
Is he the kind of player you talk about, the work ethic that John has in his personality,
yeah,
something that he brings in? Is he an impressive guy? Is he a guy that can sell a club to someone, for example?
Oh, I think so. I think for sure that he'll be able to do that. There's a great presence about him. Obviously, he's a big man. So him being in front of you, there's a great presence. And he's got a good history. I mean, he played some games in the NHL, and he's played around a lot of international hockey. So I think he'll be able to to get the respect of the players very quickly. I'll try and tell a story about John Tripp quickly here. But when I was coaching in Hamburg with the Freezers, John was a player of mine, and we were in the playoffs playing actually against the Frankfurt in the playoffs. And we lost the first two games in our building, and we went into Frankfurt with a best of five. and we had to win. And the first period, we were not very good, and John took a slap shot to the face. Very, very damaging, and so we thought he was finished for the series. Well, 15 minutes later, he came out with about 45 stitches in his face and looked at our bench and said, we're going to win. And the whole team just rose up, and we won that game. We won the next game in Frankfurt, and we went back home for the deciding game, game five, and John scored the winning goal. So he's a player one for that play. I'll never forget his guts, his bravery to come back and play, but his leadership for me at the time, I think will carry over into his coaching ability.
Now, John spent the last 12, 13 years in Germany. Brayhead Clan have had 4 years working under Ryan Finnerty. So there's going to be a period of transition for both parties, isn't there?
Well, certainly there is. You know, the little bit that I know Ryan, we communicated quite a bit during the 4 years that he was there, and he brings a toughness element to his teams and everything. And I think John is going to bring a little bit of a different style and a little more balance to the group. But there's certainly going to be an adjustment for one for the fans and one for the players that are returning. Anytime you make a coaching change, there's certainly an adjustment. And again, John will have to hopefully have able to sign the players he wants and bring in the style of player that he wants to get the year started. But it'll be an adjustment for John early, also in the in just learning the British league and everything. But I know, again, he'll do his homework. He's already called me earlier today to ask a few questions and talked about a few players. So he's right on the job right now, and again, I'm excited for him.
Now let's move on. Of course, you bring your team, Leuven Frankfurt, to Glasgow in late August, as I mentioned, and you'll be one of the first opposing coaches to come up against John Tripp's Brayhead Clan. Of course, knowing your history of the club from a personal point of view, how much are you looking forward to coming back to Glasgow?
Oh, I can't wait to come back. When I got the news that there was a possibility to come, and they asked me if I'd like to go back there and play two exhibition games, I was thrilled. I said yes for sure. I'm looking forward to just being around the area, but seeing lots of friends, lots of people that I've stayed in touch with on Facebook. But just being around, I have, even though again my time was short there, I had some real good memories, and I'm excited. It's right on the top of my schedule right now. I'm really looking forward to coming back, and the games will be fun. The games will be interesting because I know it'll be new for John, and for myself, I'll have some new players, and we're going to be trying some new things. So, and there's no worries about who wins or loses. Everybody obviously wants to win, but it doesn't hurt either of us in the standings, so we can have some fun with it.
And you mentioned it there. You've always maintained a great relationship with the Purple Army since you left here after your brief spell in 2013. So that's going to make the weekend all the more special for you, isn't it? Coming back, as you say, seeing some old faces, old friends as well.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, I know I'm repeating myself, but I wasn't there long, but I had some great memories, some restaurants that I wish I could visit. But got to know the fans and had some fun working with the Peewees. And I know they're all bigger, and some of them you're still playing hockey, so it'll be fun hopefully to see some of them. But it was some good memories there that when I talk about Brayhead and the Clan, I always smile. And again, it'll be nice, and hopefully I have enough time to say hello to the people that want to say hello to me. So